App of the Week is brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
It's time for the weekly beatdown. Yep. App of the Week when Steve just takes it to Chris Miller from MacStation. What do you got for your App of the Week this week, Chris?
You say it with such disdain and loathing, sir.
Well, it's the voice of a champion.
Oh, is that what that is?
It must be.
Oh, okay.
It sounded
something else to me. This week, I'm bringing you Viber.
You're bringing me Viber.
Viber.
I got good Vibers. What's Viber?
I'm bringing on good Viberations.
Is it Viber?
Viber? Might be. I'm going to go with Viber because it sounds better. Anyway, it's a great app for your phone. Now, as you're probably used to, Skype is great for calling other people, as is the simple fact of it, the fact that it's a phone itself. But if you want us to be able to save on phone calls, and Google calling isn't really that much in Canada yet, and Skype really isn't a hugely present. And the problem with Skype is that the other person has to have Skype, and you already have to know that they have Skype.
Yeah.
Whereas Viber, you should sign on, it looks at your contacts, and recognizes if the person already has Viber on their phone. They don't have to tell you. You don't have to know. It just looks and knows. It auto-detects the whole thing, so you can make free phone calls to your friends without knowing if they have the app or not.
Over your Wi-Fi connection.
Over the Wi-Fi connection.
Now, when you go to make a phone call out of your address book, does it give you an option to use Viber?
No, you do have to go into Viber itself. It'll show the everybody name in your contact that does have it. And it's great because, I mean, I loaded it just to try it, and it turned out that half my contact list already had it installed.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's convenient, helpful, saves you money.
I got a parking app.
Okay.
You ever wonder where to park downtown? You don't drive.
I don't really wonder where to park.
Well, when you're driving in downtown Vancouver, for example, you don't know where the one-hour spots are, where the meters are, where there's free parking, where there's no parking, where there's permit-only parking. There's an app that shows you on a Google map all of the parking locations in a city. It's called Parkin' Spot.
So it spots park.
Yeah, and so it spots a place for you to park. So you can plan, or you can know if you're downtown and you're trying to find where the non-permanent parking is, it gives you little bars and little indications of where you can. It doesn't tell you in real time if there is available parking there, but it tells you where to go to look for parking.
It tells you where to go.
Yeah, it tells you where to go. So we have Viber and Parkin' Spot.
App of the Week is brought to you by MacStation. Book a one-on-one training with our Apple specialists or sign up for one of our free workshops. Get the most out of your Mac with MacStation.